The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Over the river and through the woods, it's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Jason Casey, Sam Platts, Kareem Daniels, and Diana Hong. And now, fully in holiday mode, here's Nate.
That's right, I'm all revved up for Martin Luther King Day.
It's the favorite holiday of all.
Sure.
There's a big march going on.
Found out that we got the day off on that day this year.
Wow, must be nice.
That's what's up.
Corporate America.
I do not have the day off. Sam, do you have MLK Day off?
You know, I'm not so sure. I should probably know that, and I don't.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's a no, but I'll give you the heads up.
It's always the best to assume no.
Yeah.
Our first show recording in 2016, and of course, Diana Hong not here.
Oh, Hong.
She's in Southern California doing lesbian things, I guess.
Starting her new year off right.
Yeah, a little taste of the beef. I don't know what that is. Coming up on the
Leave it to Beaver.
Coming up on the show today, we'll explore what some are calling the Carly Curse. Plus, Mike Tyson fails in a spectacular way. And a few other things, but first, I'm going to warn everybody right now, and I'll put in the show description when we stop talking about it. We're going to talk about Star Wars. So if you've not seen Star Wars yet, we're going to ruin some things for you. I will put in the show description when we come back from talking about Star Wars.
So at this point right now, you should go ahead and fast forward to that point.
To whatever the point it is. And you'll be able to read it because it's the internet and it's all right there for you. So, Kareem has not seen Star Wars because...
Not one of them.
You're a terrible black nerd.
Can we ask why?
Because it's cool, man.
I thought it was because you don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck. I'm trying to think. I've watched... You know how they... We didn't go see the movies when they came out.
Right, neither did I.
Right, yeah.
And then I think I watched bits and pieces of them over the years as they were on television, and it wasn't something that I was like, oh, shit, I got to watch that.
Right, right.
Sam, so, is that your phone?
It is. I was trying to cue to this song that I was hoping would ironically play right at the time when he was trying to answer. I was trying to play that We Don't Give a Fuck song. It didn't work out. Because we don't give a fuck. We don't give a, we don't give a, we don't give a fuck. That's what Kareem says about Star Wars every day.
I don't even say it. Because that would mean I gave a little bit of a fuck.
There had to be some fuck given. Right.
So Star Wars, The Force Awakens. I think I was the last one of the group to see it.
Yeah.
Saw it in IMAX this past Saturday at 8:35 a.m.
Going for the early bird special.
Well, here's the thing. You want to have decent seats if you're watching an IMAX.
Yeah, none of that front row shit.
And the only way to get a decent seat in IMAX is to go to the early show on Saturday. Because the nerds keep coming to see it again and again.
Yeah. You played your cards wisely.
In fact, when I was in line to see The Hateful Eight, I heard people talking about Star Wars, and people were saying things like, I need to see it again. Because my friend said he liked it more the second time he saw it.
Oh my god, I heard my nerd friend say the same thing.
And the third time he saw it.
Uh-huh.
And
I hope that I don't sound like a nerd.
You will.
You saw it multiple times.
No, I've seen it once, but I would not. I saw it at the Century, the Century Domes.
Yes.
Classic. I love the domes.
On the curved screen?
Yes.
There you go.
However, though, I might like to see it in IMAX 3D.
Oh, yeah.
That might be...
That's what I saw it in.
I saw it 3D IMAX. It was nice.
Yeah.
I think it's worth it.
It was noisy and...
I have to see it once more for the sake of my girlfriend, who she claims to have seen, with the quotation marks, seen the original, at least one of the original three.
Right.
But has no recollection. So I've been going through those with her. She's caught up now. So I'll be taking her, so I'm going to see it at least one more time.
Yeah, we caught up with 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
Before.
Yeah, precisely. That's what I'm doing, the original trilogy.
Because I think that's the important thing. Then you at least have some basis of fact.
Yeah.
Although you don't need to.
No, you don't need to at all. It would be a good one for you to start off with, Kareem.
Because it kind of ruins the... If you start on Force Awakens and then go back it kind of reveals things about Leia and Han and stuff. It might kind of ruin some of the surprises in the original trilogy.
But if you don't give a fuck...
If you're like, Kareem!
And you don't give a fuck...
Then just do that.
Just go see The Force Awakens, because I loved it.
Mm-hmm. I had very good feelings. When I walked out of the theater, I felt warm fuzzies, almost kind of wanted to cry.
Of course.
But there was still this little dissatisfaction inside. There's this little gnawing... Well, demon on my heart.
Here are some of the things. Now, and Jason, you can speak to this too. You remember when Luke first got a lightsaber and it took him so long to figure it out?
Yeah.
And he had to go through all this training. And then all of a sudden the black stormtrooper just picks it up, presses a button, and then he's sword fighting Kylo Ren.
Pissed me the fuck off, bro, because in the dialogue earlier, he proclaims the blaster's the only weapon he was trained on. That's the one thing he's good with is a blaster.
That's because they said that you couldn't use a lightsaber if you were black. And he had to hide the fact that he knew how to use a lightsaber. Like we used to have to hide that we knew how to read.
Well, see, that's not true because Samuel L. Jackson used the lightsaber.
Yeah, Mace Windu.
Way back.
Like a century before.
Yeah. And he was also Steven. He had special rights.
He also was the only purple one. Purple lightsaber. It was my favorite one.
That's
I loved
my
it.
Favorite too, yeah.
So there was that. Uh-huh. You have the girl who has the Force in her,
right?
But absolutely no training, and suddenly she's pulling off Obi-Wan Kenobi level mind fucks,
knocking this dude on his ass.
Well,
like it ain't no thing.
I'm just talking about you're going to come over and unlock me.
Oh right, yeah, right.
And then leave the door open.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's Obi-Wan Kenobi shit. That's like old school training for decades shit.
Yeah, but you know what? You know who has that old school training for decades shit? Luke Skywalker. And you know who's maybe been honing in on that next powerful person in the Force and just been waiting?
Okay.
And that's why things worked out.
All right.
He could have been helping it out a little bit because, I mean, we know that that's possible with the Force.
He was stimulating her Force capabilities through the Force.
I wouldn't. I mean, like.
From afar. Let's go there.
She was still young enough not to have been corrupted by everything.
That's right.
To be still tapped into the Force.
That's a good perspective who doesn't give a fuck. That's really good.
I think it goes to show the good. She was just a good person, like you know, because as we all know, Kylo just was a bad kid.
By the way, could I love Kylo Ren's. Temper tantrums.
Oh
so
my God.
Much. They are so great.
Yeah.
Because whenever anything goes wrong, he just starts pulling out the lightsaber and just hacking away at shit.
Yeah. It's...
And then I love when the one guy's walking down the hallway and he's like, oh.
Yeah, let's walk the other way because he's having a bitch.
does a little tiptoe back.
He's on the cotton swab. It's that time of the month, boys. Let's step back.
I did watch the ESPN little clip special about the making of a Jedi and how
on ESPN.
Yes.
Well, ESPN is owned by Disney.
Right. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
So they did one about how he came up with a Jedi and the whole lightsaber fighting thing. So I did watch that.
Look at you doing your little extracurricular.
He was waiting for Steelers highlights.
So Kylo Ren.
Those would never come.
Yes.
It looks more like rather than Han Solo was his father. Maybe Sloth from the Goonies was his father? Anyone else thinking?
Here's the thing. He already went to the dark side because dude's been fucking Hannah on girls for years.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Now that's the dark side.
So going back to Luke Skywalker.
Yes.
And the very first teaser trailer to come out. That's the thing that got me juiced more than any of the following trailers. The other trailers, I'm like, okay, all right. But the first one... It's all Luke Skywalker dialogue, and he's talking about, you know, the Force. It's in me, but it's also in you, and this poetic thing, and it feels so grand and so big. And then it reveals the name Star Wars: The Force Awakens, and I'm thinking, holy fuck, this is gonna get big. There's gonna be people popping up all over the galaxy just with the Force, and I'm sitting here thinking this should piss off my brother Kareem here. I'm sitting here thinking, at least they're going to have the black guy. He's going to finally have the Force here.
Who's to say that he doesn't have the Force yet, though?
Yeah,
we don't
know.
Well, I was completely dissatisfied because I expected more than one person just being hinted at having the Force.
I think that they can't shoot the load just yet.
Right.
And yeah, they should have.
No,
it was
can't.
A total disappointment
no,
for me.
They
can't. Well, then they should like, not have had that first teaser.
What is no?
Pull up the first teaser and you'll see it's a total disappointment.
Well, here's the thing. Luke Skywalker says nothing in the
not
movie.
One thing.
Yeah, I know.
Not one
it's
word.
Awesome.
I saw that meme today. Crack me up. It said, best movie quote of the year. Luke Skywalker, ..
Right.
he had, like, he couldn't,
it pissed
like,
me off.
It's so great. He's been at, and I know this because I've read all kinds of stupid shit. He found the Jedi Temple, like, where the first Jedi's from. Mm. So, like, he found that place, and that he's getting ready to collect his army to fight, you know, what is the guy the
Kylo Ren?
No, not Kylo. The guy that
the big Snoop. Hologram freaky dude.
Snoop is it?
Snoop
Dogg.
Yeah,
Snoop.
So he's fighting.
And how about how awkward was the end scene? She says, "I think I have someone belongs to you," or whatever, and she's reaching to hand it to him. They just stare at each other for a solid minute while the camera goes around. I'm like, maybe a little action. Maybe take one step toward her. Might make it a little less awkward. It was awkward.
It was like watching a BBC documentary at that point.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, look, the cliffs.
Look at that beautiful
looking shot.
New Zealand.
So what was your feeling about it, Nate?
Here's the thing, and we all said the same thing. We really enjoyed it, and then we immediately started complaining about it.
Yeah.
Overall, I think it was a fun popcorn movie.
Right.
Nothing more, nothing less. Yeah. It's not a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even a great Star Wars movie. I heard it suggested that it's really just Episode 4 sort of pushed in a little different direction to be a little bit more, for lack of a better term, inclusive. Because you've got this young female lead. By the way, and hold on. Princess Leia's been hanging around the fucking galaxy. She's General Leia now.
Yeah.
She's been hanging around the galaxy for all these years. She obviously has the Force as well because she's brothers with Luke Skywalker and Darth Vader's daughter.
Uh-huh.
If you haven't, spoiler alert, Kareem. Wait, we already said that. She's about as useless as anything I've ever seen in a movie.
Yeah.
She does nothing this whole movie other than give weird looks.
Yeah. And her little cameos, her acting was so bad. There's that scene where they're trying so hard to force emotion between Han and Leia, and I'm just like, this is so damn awkward.
Well,
I'm not getting the acting. I'm not getting the emotion. I'm just like, make it end.
For me, the only part of the movie that I felt that was awkward about it was the fact that Han and Carrie, the two of them, and like just seeing Han also in it too, honestly, like, he's old, dude. Like, he's old and
he's
he can't
gnarly
be,
looking.
And like... Like he like,
and he broke his leg during filming.
Right, he's injured during most of the film.
So like, oh man, you know what I mean? Like,
and he hates Star Wars and didn't really want to be there.
Interview I've seen him like on Tonight Show or any of those things, they're like, "Let's talk about Star Wars." He's like, "Why?" They're like, "Well, wasn't it an honor to be in that film?" He's like, "Well, I got paid." He just didn't give a fuck.
Yeah,
he don't give a fuck.
Yeah, he cares less about Star Wars than Kareem does.
For real.
Yeah.
For real.
He's like, they're just gonna give me some money.
Pretty much. They backed up the Brinks trucks for him. It's not like they got to pay him for the next two because they killed him off.
Yeah, as you wanted. Like, we'll kill you. Off. Yeah, he's probably like, I'll do it, but you have to kill me.
Yeah.
I felt like killing him.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, and one last thing: the whole scene that brought him, connected him to the storyline with Rey and Finn.
Yeah.
They could have handled that in one line of dialogue. We didn't have to see this cheesy, hokey, non-Star Warsy scene with multiracial space pirates. We've got the Asian space pirates and the Irish space pirates and vagina teeth monsters with penises that come out of their mouth. Like, I don't know. It was that whole scene didn't have to happen.
Well, I think that was just a nod to the cantina scene from Episode 4.
No. They had the cantina scene.
Yes.
They had their own little bar scene thing.
I see what you mean.
That was great. I loved it.
You're talking about when
he first gets the Millennium Falcon and all this. They wrote this whole scene just to have a reason to connect him to their storyline that they could have done a little differently.
It could have been a little better, maybe. Uh-huh. But at the same time, though, like, there's also, I think, a little bit of a nod from J.J. Abrams in creating the movie with getting those are the people from The Raid. Like, the guy, like, one of those guys is the guy from that movie, The Raid.
Oh,
and
I did not know.
It's kind of introducing him.
Bringing his own people he's worked with in.
Bringing him into the American cinema and making him part of that. I may have read something about that.
You might have.
Yeah.
But I think that J.J. Abrams is really great at...
I love him.
...reconnecting audiences with something that kind of is... Because let's all be honest about it, too. I was not expecting to really like it as right. much as I did. Yeah. You know, I was.
If anyone but JJ did it, it probably would have shat on my face. This was all right.
So let's just wrap with this. Jason, what was your takeaway lesson from Star Wars The Force Awakens?
Don't trust your son. Don't trust that son, man.
No.
I'm going to skip Kareem because he hasn't seen it. Sam, what was your takeaway?
If I had to take away one thing.
Yes, from the movie.
Robot hands are still cool. Robot hands are, they don't go out of style.
All right, here is the final takeaway from the movie that no one is talking about. Absentee parents cause so many problems.
That's what it
in,
is.
In the space community.
The dark side yes. exists because of absentee
parents. Did you not catch that? Absentee parents and the dark side?
Okay, I see that. Yeah. I can see it.
Therefore, Star Wars is racist as fuck. And that's our breakdown of Star Wars with spoilers. Kareem, you enjoy my breakdown of Star Wars?
I think George Lucas agreed with you.
I know he was complaining about it a lot, and I read none of it. Let's see, 1537. So I want to make sure I make a note of when we stop spoiling. Hi, welcome back, everybody.
We're done with the spoilers.
Welcome back. That was the first quarter of the show.
So if I were to say like something right now, we'd have to reset the clock.
Jason, don't do it, son.
Do not do it. If you do it.
The very end of the podcast.
All right, moving forward.
What's next, Nate, darling?
Our friend Bill Cosby has got to do a perp walk over the holiday.
Ooh, fun.
He has officially been charged with felony assault. It is the first time that criminal charges have been brought against the comedian, even though he's been accused of sexual assault by more than 40 women. This is not a new case. This is a case from a few years ago.
12 years ago, pretty much.
But still in the statute of limitations. Dang. And no real new evidence, though.
New evidence was the grand jury testimony that was released and unsealed.
Right. But it's stuff they've known about.
Right. And to listen to his lawyer and to actually see some of the stuff, they kind of took two things and put them together. So they put him saying, back in the 70s, I gave some women quaaludes to have when we had sex.
Mm-hmm.
And what she said happened 12 years ago.
Yeah, that's called a pattern of behavior.
It could be considered a pattern of behavior if you put them together in that way. But quaaludes have been illegal in this country since 1990.
Well,
you can't even get the stuff to make quaaludes in this country. That's how much it was outlawed.
Right.
So since, like I said, since the early 90s.
Well, the good thing is there will be a day in court, and the release of this, Camille, his wife, was supposed to testify, not testify, but be deposed today. If you're listening to the show the day it drops, that's been postponed. So yeah. We'll sort of keep an eye on that. It's nothing new. It's more of the same. I don't even think it's a new, quote unquote, new victim. I just think it's someone who that's fallen under the statute of limitations. And so we'll see what happens. And this is a Temple University, a former Temple University employee.
Yeah. So it was entertaining to watch his lawyer on television with the CBS News people and the NBC. Well, actually more the CBS News people who tried to conflagrate the what happened and when things happened and how she broke it down for them that this did not happen in the way in which you're trying to frame it.
Right. Well, that's what his lawyer is supposed to do.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it all plays out. Yeah. Meantime, Miss Columbia got a great offer, I guess. She was offered $1 million by Vivid Entertainment to star in a porno.
Oh, okay.
She's not taking it, but Steve Hirsch, the founder and co-CEO of Vivid Entertainment, penned an open letter to the beauty pageant contestant inviting her to be part of the porn industry. Saying, I think I have a way that you can benefit from your experience financially as well as increasing your fame way past that of the new Miss Universe. Convincingly adding that the only renowned Miss Universe is Vanessa Williams, thanks to her nude photos in Penthouse magazine. Thing is, though, Vanessa's nude photos were done well beforehand. That's why she was stripped of the crown. She was actually Miss Universe This chick wasn't actually Miss Universe. It was just Steve Harvey read the wrong thing.
Right. And Vanessa Williams had talent, so.
Well, we don't know. This chick may have talent.
True. But I'm just saying.
I didn't watch the thing. All I watched was Steve Harvey read the wrong name.
She did say that she found. Go ahead.
I was just saying nobody watched the thing except for that part.
Exactly. Yeah.
Pretty much. Yeah, that was it.
I do know she said it was a travesty what that happened to her. Like, and it's like, are you like? All right.
To be fair to her, she's obviously not the brightest one. She's a beauty pageant contestant. But emotionally, that's got to be a kick right in the gut. Right. You think you've won. You're like on top of the world. Then someone goes, psych.
That was just a mistake.
Even though it wasn't an intentional psych. Right.
Oops.
Yeah, you're literally flying on cloud nine.
I get it, but a week later, 2 weeks later, and you know, having that part of the contest where they talk about,
listen,
you know,
she's a fiery Latina, she doesn't get over things quickly.
Like the fact that the crown was already on her head, the bouquet in her arms. Like, yeah. If he's like, oh, hold up, before that was placed, I think wearing that crown and then having to take it off hurts. Just that it's exponential.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in that moment, it gets that much worse.
Any disappointment is.
Yeah. And here's the other thing.
Any disappointment.
By laying this out this way, she then can use that in a case when she sues Miss Universe.
Yes.
for pain and suffering.
Right.
Oh,
that's easy to do these days.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, speaking of pain and suffering, Donald Trump was talking the other day.
It's painful to hear him talk.
He knows words. He's got the best words.
The world has blown up around Barack Obama. Now, I don't know if you saw his recent release. They were talking about the Department of State, State Department, and they said very strongly, you know, the things that they've done. Well, they couldn't find it, because what have they done that's good? And they said, bringing peace to Syria. Did you see that? So instead of saying they made a mistake, call it a typo.
Of course, they saved the American automotive industry. Yes. There's that.
We meant we're working on it. Can you believe bringing peace to Syria? The world is blowing up. The migration to Syria. They say one of their achievements for the year is bringing peace to Syria. And the whole world's talking about it. It's the level of stupidity is incredible. I'm telling you, I used to use the word incompetent. Now I just call them stupid. I went to an Ivy League school. I'm very highly educated. I know words. I have the best words.
I have no words.
But there's no better word than stupid. Right? There is none.
So that's something.
So I wonder how many of those people have 401ks.
Right.
That they've had for the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mine went up quite a bit. The stock market is substantially higher than it was.
Because that's always my question to people who talk about what a bad president he is. Like, do you have a 401k? I was like, yeah. I was like, what did it look like in?
Where was it 8 years ago?
Where was it 8 years ago?
And where is it now?
Oh, he doesn't have anything to do with that.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Right.
So everything is his fault, but your 401k being way more than it was when he took office. He got nothing to do with that, huh?
Bad things, his fault. Good things, he had nothing to do with. It's just good logic.
That's politics.
Yeah. Now, you know, the people that speak for you are also a reflection of you. And Katrina Pearson, who is a representative of Donald Trump, wore a necklace made out of ammunition on CNN. And when someone on Twitter pointed it out, she countered with a remark about abortion. Here was the tweet from Shannon. Surely at Katrina Pearson wore bullet necklace on hashtag CNN to bring attention to the 90 Americans fatally shot daily. Hashtag gun sense. So, of course, on Twitter, people do hear you scream. And Katrina Pearson replied, maybe I'll wear a fetus next time and bring awareness to the 50 million aborted people that will never get to be on Twitter.
I like it.
Man.
I
like
it. I'd wear one. I used to have a Rambo necklace that had his dog tags and had a bullet shell on it. I'll get a little fetus one.
You want a Rambo fetus?
Yes.
To bring awareness to the 50 million aborted people.
Sylvester Stallone, that would not exist.
Actually, it's never Gurr to be on Twitter because she misspelled it.
Oh, shit.
But, yeah.
Going viral with a misspelled tweet.
Yeah. So, that's... That's what's going on. It's good times. Hey, we haven't done this in a while. Remember this one?
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, Vivid Entertainment. Vivid Entertainment, Jason.
Well, just because they're trying to stay relevant, you know, I'm going to say that they're cool. And hey, offer $1 million. If she takes it up, great. If she doesn't, great.
Think of the international rights.
Exactly.
Kareem.
I'm going to say cool.
Sam.
I don't know anything about them prior to this, but...
They make porn.
Okay.
High-quality porn.
Okay.
They always are offering people money.
Yeah, that was a bold move, and I think it was a cool move.
Okay. Cool move. Yeah, they're an entertainment school. They're above... They're one of the above-board companies. So, there you go. Up next in Cooler Tool, words. Kareem.
Words are cool.
Sam.
I know a lot of words. I know some big words and some small ones.
Do you know the best words?
I know all the best words. This one is frigid. It's so cool, it's frigid.
Jason.
Words are cool, man. They're so cool.
Words are tool. Expressions are where it's at.
Yeah, okay. Set us up all for that one. And ass.
Yeah. Hey. Whose name's on the podcast?
I know.
And finally, in Cooler Tool, bullet necklaces. Bullet necklaces, Sam.
Again, I used to rock the Rambo tags with a bullet. I think they're hella cool.
Kareem.
Tool.
Jason.
Gosh, I'm caught in the middle here. I don't know. I want to say cool. I want to say tool. I want to say tool. I want to say cool. I'm going to say tool.
You're correct, Jason. It is a tool move.
Yes.
Damn it.
It's a unless you're trying to absentmindedly commit suicide with your jewelry, it's a terrible thing. That's what I'm saying. So that's going to do it
but
for Cooler Tool.
Aborted fetuses. Cool. Yeah.
Now we're talking.
I would love to see someone with an aborted fetus necklace. Go ahead and wear it.
Next week.
Yeah.
Next week.
Wear it on Kelly and Michael.
Oh my God.
Explain that one to
if
Gelman.
Regis was there.
Explain that one to Gelman.
What?
Everybody's like, who? Anyway, that's going to do it for Cooler Tool. Hey, I want to remind everybody the best way to support the show is by shopping Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. Yeah.
Is that easy?
It is. It does not cost you anything extra, and we get a tiny little fraction of whatever you spend. So go ahead and check out Amazon.com through the Shop Amazon tab on NateDarlingShow.com. And go ahead and bookmark it, too, once you do that.
That's the way to do it.
Click through, bookmark it, and then just keep going back to that.
Just keep going back to that bookmark.
One-click shop.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, over the holidays, I got some Amazon gift cards. I won $250 from the Mike O'Mara Show podcast.
Boom.
Shout out to them. We're not giving away $250.
Not yet.
But
keep listening. Maybe that'll happen.
But they, keep shopping Amazon. So I got $250 in Amazon.com gift certificates.
Boom.
Which I turned into some equipment that you can see, but not hear right now. It's a there's a vocal processor and another interface box here.
Nicely done.
Sounds great.
They're not plugged in. We're not hearing them right
shit.
Now. But I mentioned the voiceover business before that
right.
I want to start in the new year. That's an integral part of it.
Yes,
as is this box that everything is mounted into. Also used with I bought that with some other gift cards from Amazon.com that I received for Christmas in Reading.
Aww.
Cute.
So the last time we spoke here, hold on, I have a Christmas gift for all of you. Hold on, this is going to be great.
Are we about to receive a gift?
You are about to receive the gift of Kanye West.
Oh,
yes. Yes.
Take it back.
Oh. Feel the goodness, Sam.
Don't you be talking about my mother that way.
It hasn't kicked in yet. Hold on, here it comes.
That's a Kanye.
Perfect. Yeezy, 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 just jumped over, jump me. Yeezy, 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 just jumped over, jump me. Yeezy, 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 I feel so accomplished.
He knows words.
I done talked a lot of shit, but I just did the numbers. Herzog and Adidas, man, you know they love it. If Nike ain't had Drizzy, man, they wouldn't have nothing. Woo! If Nike ain't had Dossie, man, they wouldn't have nothing. Woo! But I'm all for the family, tell them get your money.
If a kid was seen doing this on the playground, he would be beat up and called a faggot. Let's be real, and everyone thinks this guy's hot shit.
Well, maybe if you get into a time machine.
No, I'm talking today. If some kid was sitting there talking, Yeezy, you'd get beat up and called a faggot. Bite the curb, fool. Like,
Sam's living the thug life.
I watch gang flicks every now and then.
My favorite part of the song, and I use that term with complete irony, is the part where he says couch 5 times.
Couch. Is this couch on fire? $10,000 fur for Nori, I just copped it. Yo. Your baby daddy won't even take your daughter shopping. Yo. It sounds like the background track to an episode of X-Files with some like speedy cymbal going on and a kid trying to yodel. Yeezy, just jumped over Johnny. Yeezy, this is pure luxury. What did you just say?
Pure luxury?
Pure luxury.
Jason's couch.
Jason, you're a hip hop connoisseur.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
I mean, I would like to listen to the whole song because I think that some of the stuff that he's saying, I
five Nikes, five Adidas, five couches.
Well, no, he's. I would like to listen to this song more.
Okay.
I will say that I like the fact, I love when he starts off the songs with an old cut like he did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, and that was dope. And that's why Jay-Z's Heart and City is amazing. And he uses the beat throughout it. Kind of wish that was the case in this because it's not kind of cool and like, you know, but
couches, which one should I pick?
couches, which one should I pick?
That was good.
He needs so many of them in his house.
Okay,
you know? I hear you though. Yeah, if he repeated that intro part right. If that was a little more prominent, I'd enjoy it more. I mean, again, it sounds like an X-Files background thing.
Okay, Sam, so it was a white elephant Christmas gift.
Yes. Thank you, bro.
Nobody's stealing that one, though.
Yeah.
Sadly.
I would steal it. I'll listen to it.
Did you guys have a good Christmas?
Christmas was fantastic.
Superb.
Yes. Yeah, it was simple, but lovely.
I had a ball.
Nice.
I brought my grandson the little mobile little motorcycle.
Yeah, yeah.
How old is this kid?
I saw the video. He's
2.
Oh, I watched the video.
The best part of it, we did not get on video.
Oh, man.
Which was when we first got to the house. Because we did Christmas Eve over there, but there were too many people before us to bring the motorcycle and the drums.
Oh, man.
But I bring the motorcycle in. I go back the next evening, so we bring the motorcycle in the house. And his eyes light up, and he's like, "Is that a motorcycle?" And he was like, "Yeah." And he was like, "Is that for me?" And
aww.
I was like, oh, that is it. It made everything worth it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
is that for me?
And unlike a hoverboard, it did not burst into flames.
It did not burst into flames.
That's nicely done, Kareem.
Well done.
I got a niece for Christmas.
Congratulations.
Aww. Christmas baby.
No. She's 3 and a half.
Oh.
It's just this is my first Christmas in Reading with Leslie and the family. Mm-hmm. So.
Ah.
And I was really, you know, it was very heartwarming. She was like, "Uncle Nate, blah, 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 Uncle Nate." And then I realized she was just making me her bitch.
Oh, yeah. You're the new meat.
Uncle Nate, can you do this? Uncle Nate, can you do this? Uncle Nate, can you do this? And, it seems so cute. And then you realize, oh, no. It's just manipulation.
Right.
That's all it is.
The way she sees you, you're the new guy. You're on 90-day probation. She's going to take advantage.
Yep. You know? She's going to have you work 40 hours each week.
You?
No. Very adorable, though. That was one of my best Christmas gifts was I got a niece for Christmas.
That's so lovely.
Because I'm an only child. So I'm not going to get any other nieces or nephews.
Yeah, that's
I'll give you a couple of mine.
No, it's okay. I got plenty of cousins. No. So that was a fun time in Reading.
Beautiful.
There was no snow in Reading, thankfully,
mm-hmm.
but good times. Big white elephant celebration Christmas Eve, and then the more immediate family on Christmas morning. So fun times, and came back down 150 miles from Reading. No, back
not
to,
too bad.
Back to Sac. So
back to the Sac.
Back in Sac.
I had a slight dilemma on my Christmas.
Did you?
As you know, I've got my own place finally for the first time in a little while. And I needed all these essentials. And my grandma, first, my mother bought me a new crock pot.
Awesome.
Hey now.
A rice cooker.
Dope.
You know? And then my grandma bought me a crock pot that also cooks rice.
Nice.
And I had to pick and choose. And it was kind of tough. I chose the two separate ones because maybe I want to cook rice at the same time as slow cooking.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. So grandma's going to take that back and get me an iron and ironing board.
There you go.
I have a very old basic
one. A crock pot. I had two.
Shut your face.
I had two sitting in my garage.
Well, maybe I need to cook two separate slow things at the same time.
Brand new, haven't been open.
You need to.
Correct.
You need to slow jam your. slow jam your dinner.
Oh, and you know what you can also make with that rice cooker that's amazing? Oatmeal.
You put oatmeal in your rice cooker.
You can make oatmeal in your rice cooker, and it's awesome.
Does it take a while?
It takes like 15 minutes.
But it's perfect.
But it's perfect, and it keeps it warm.
You can probably make quinoa, too.
Yes.
I don't know why you'd want to, but you could. It's all up to you.
I was going
to
say quinoa.
Quinoa.
Exactly. Hey, This was compiled at, between the time we recorded our last show and now, so this is very good. It's the year in swearing on TV. It'll only take about a minute or so. So enjoy the cursing.
What the fuck is that?
Shit in your own kitchen.
Apple, Apple, you suck ass.
Boom, motherfucking.
Get your shit together. I'm waiting for you.
Dickie, you're so crooked that if you swallowed a nail, you'd shit a corkscrew.
This is a great meet going on right now. No shit.
You're a fucking wall!
Can't have a fucking message!
This is total bullshit.
Oh my fucking god.
Stupid shit. Stupid stuff.
Fucking right, Chicago!
That's some real shit that my mama would have said to me.
A good frosty fucking bite again. So I said,
fuck you, you're in the fucking zone!
Were these all things that
they all aired on TV? Yes,
they escaped the 7 second delay.
And not every place has a 7 second delay.
Right, right.
A lot of them were athletes on the court or on the field. There were some studio hosts there.
Bullshit.
Wow. I like that one guy. He was creative. He was very like. Is that one he's had in his barrel for a while? The you swallow nail into the corkscrew. Is that a phrase? Is that a slogan?
I don't know. He's foreign, Sam. I don't know.
He's British. They think
I like that.
Awesome stuff like that on
That's
the fly.
Awesome. So good.
Speaking of awesome things on the fly, Mike Tyson got a hoverboard for Christmas.
Daddy, I don't want you to fall.
That's like cranium to the tile.
Right? Here it is again. He's very excited. He's doing well.
Oh my!
That's the sound of Mike Tyson hitting the ground.
For a boxer, you'd expect better reflexes. He just kind of falls like straight on his back. There's no trying to catch himself.
Well, you haven't been on one of those, obviously.
No, I haven't. No.
Yeah, no, you don't have. There's not much.
He's falling backwards. You put your arm behind you. He's just like,
and then you hurt yourself. He landed flat on his back like a wrestler in the ring, and he wasn't hurt, but it did make a big loud thud.
That sounded
hilarious.
Like a crack.
Yeah, no, you don't have those things. Either you go straight
forward or straight backward,
you're going down.
Yeah, there's no way around that. But it made for hilarity, and to his credit, he's the one who put the video up on Instagram.
Exactly. God bless him.
It wasn't some leaked bullshit. He went and watched this.
God, this is funny.
I'm pretty sure he after he caught his breath, he was laughing.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
sure,
yeah.
Yeah, because that's what dudes do. Dudes, when you do something stupid, you laugh at yourself if you're not hurt.
That's how you do it.
That's right.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, it's that sound again. The sound of swamps.
Getting dirty over here.
And rednecks.
Getting that dirty, dirty
from
south.
From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
A Florida woman has been accused of taking methamphetamine and driving a motorized shopping cart through a Walmart.
Gangster.
While drinking wine and eating sushi and cinnamon rolls.
Hella gangster.
According to a Citrus County Sheriff's Office arrest report, Security Officer Robert Gross observed 25-year-old Jocelyn E. Lopez consuming $32.36 worth of food and wine while inside the store. Says he watched Lopez open some sushi, eat a piece, then put it back on the shelf. He says Lopez did the same thing with a package of mini muffins and cinnamon rolls.
Mini muffins.
She also ate most of her rotisserie chicken.
Okay, so sushi, cinnamon rolls, and rotisserie chicken. The taste palate's all over the place.
And mini muffins.
Yes, and are they blueberry? Are they a lemon tart?
Mm.
I'm trying to imagine.
Unclear. She told authorities she was homeless and hungry and had just injected herself with methamphetamine.
She volunteered that information.
Sure did.
What a sweetheart.
She was arrested on charges of retail, petty theft, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Here's a tip, honey. If you don't buy the meth, you could afford the food.
Oh!
Also in Florida, an Edgewater man jailed for selling stolen gift cards got out on bail and again tried to sell more than $1,000. $1,000. This time, though, good reason to raise money to pay his attorney. James Holcomb's 27. He was rearrested 6 days after he was bailed out of jail and charged with one count of dealing in stolen property, being held now on $20,000 in bail. See, back in December, Holcomb and his father, Dale, were arrested after a seven-month sheriff's office investigation revealing they owned cash for gift card stores in Daytona Beach and bought gift cards from people who stole merchandise from stores, dubbed by sheriff's investigators as boosters. So that's how they roll. Not like Mike Tyson.
So that's like what's his name from Oliver, right? Like the guy that has all the little peasant kids go out and rob for him, and they come back
like
with
Oliver
stuff.
Twist.
Oliver Twist,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. What was his name? But like that's what he does. That's what he's doing. Send him out, go get stuff.
Yeah.
For money, this guy was doing the same thing, but with gift. That's a pretty awesome scam.
It's got something going on. I worked at the guest service desk at Target for a good year or two, and it sucks so bad because legally they were allowed to do what they were doing, but you'd sit here and these fuckers they're returning like it's a dude returning like a bunch of feminine products and shit. Like they bought every single one on the shelf, bought them with a coupon, and now they're returning them and getting the coupon money back on a gift card. And so it's like, it's this instant profit thing. And I'm just sitting here, I'm like, now we have to put all this shit back. Thanks, dude. Yeah.
Well, back when I worked at Mervyn's, which was owned by Target at the time.
Yeah.
So they would go get a gift card. And actually, it was still a credit card from somebody.
Okay.
Buy a gift card at another store. And then they would come. So they buy a gift card like in a bay. Then they would come to Sacramento, buy like the cheapest thing that they could find on a $50 gift
and
card,
get cash back. Yep.
And then that made the policy shift to you had to spend this much money before you.
Yeah, right, it's like $10 or something. Yeah.
So I remember all that shit, and you would look at him and you'd be like, "Motherfucker!"
We know exactly what you're up to, bitch. Doing. Yeah,
trifling asshole.
Well, speaking of which, this just happened. A recorded dispute between a customer and a Starbucks employee has gone viral.
Yeah, I saw this one. This is crazy.
Yeah, it's a little bit
busted,
nutty.
Girl. You busted.
Oh, of course. Let me just click allow.
Well, sure, that customer probably didn't know she was going to get a confession, but she did, and now the video of that has more than 700,000 views and counting. It turns out her brother just posted that online to warn other people about the scam, never imagining it would go viral.
You come to Starbucks to get coffee, not to get robbed.
An angry exchange at this Starbucks drive-thru window in Bellflower Sunday afternoon as Juana Martinez confronts a cashier for allegedly stealing her credit card number.
So we got you on camera yesterday at Ralph's for $212. So just know that the cops are coming up here. They recorded your and everything. You took a copy of my card the other day on New Year's Day. You know what you did.
Martinez says when she came to get coffee on New Year's Day, the same cashier told her she was going to get receipt paper and walked away with her credit card.
You took a copy of my card here.
The Starbucks employee appears to be stunned, then apologizes.
Sorry that I took money from you and your kids. I'm sorry that you had to come up here. I'm sorry that this is inconvenient for you.
But the apology was not enough for Martinez.
Inconvenient for you.
I am seriously going to press charges on your
The employee tried to convince Martinez not to press charges by telling her she really is a good child.
You're a good child.
I really do go to school. I'm 19. I play soccer.
In the video, the cashier admits she wrote down the numbers to the credit card and offered to give Martinez $150 on the spot.
By the way, I would argue that if you go to Starbucks, you go for coffee and to get robbed.
Well, you're paying $5 for something that costs them, you know, 39 cents to brew. It's a little bit of both. A
little bit of both. Yeah, long live Dutch Brothers. That's all I'm saying. Freaking love Dutch Brothers.
What?
No, I was just sitting there thinking. I think there was a time that I bought something from there, and I thought it was right when they said that they... So they made it where you could add a tip for the person from your card.
Mm-hmm.
And I got something, and I was like, man, did this motherfucker just rob me? Or I wondered. because I can remember it being expensive.
There's a big old tip you never put on there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But it was one of those things that made me wonder.
Yeah.
No, it really is that expensive at Starbucks.
No, actually. That's why I just get coffee there, man. I refuse to get anything else.
All right, so I mentioned earlier the Carly curse. Political pandering isn't that hard of a concept to understand. Candidates seeking elected office will often say or do things in an attempt to appeal to a specific group. But there's always, you know, a gray area in stunts of public pandering. Accusations of insincerity are subjective at best. But Republican presidential candidate and failed CEO Carly Fiorina made a pretty severe and blatant gaffe that's getting quite a bit of mockery. See, just before kickoff of the Rose Bowl, Fiorina took to Twitter to express her support for one of the two teams playing.
Oops.
She said, and I quote Twitter now, "Love my alma mater, but rooting for a Hawkeyes win today. Hashtag Rose Bowl. Because the Iowa caucuses are coming up."
Wow.
She went to Stanford.
Yeah.
If she hadn't gone to Stanford, I might go, okay, you know, yeah, I live in the Bay Area, but I'm rooting for the Hawk. Okay, fine.
Right.
here are some of the responses. Jimmy Neutron, real name, tweeted, "Carly Fiorina, this is expert level pandering. Very competent. I expect nothing less from you."
Expert level pandering.
Andy with 3 Y's tweeted, "Carly Fiorina, I'll turn my back on you to pander for votes. Pathetic." Jill Keough tweeted, "Disgraceful pandering. Chip in $3 for that? Think Iowans are that shallow? Hashtag disloyal." Now, here's where it really backfired. Iowa got killed. It was not a happy day here. Since Leslie went to Iowa Law, it was not happy. Christian McCaffrey, 277 yards and a touchdown. And a 45-16 Rose Bowl win. So
it was the Big Ten had a shitty bowl performance all over the place.
No kidding. And then afterward, of course, other people were tweeting. Paul Demko tweeted, "Who is Fiorina backing in the big 76ers Lakers throwdown tonight? Hashtag Carly curse. Hashtag asking for a friend." Matt Fuller, "Am I wrong to think Carly Fiorina's political legacy will be a hashtag? Hashtag Carly curse."
Oh, no.
She as this was written, had not responded on Twitter. So, you know, if you're going to go ahead and do that, you deserve all the mocking you get, because it's kind of some bullshit. "I love my alma mater, but I'm rooting for the team they're playing today." Fuck you.
Isn't that enough that I love everybody?
she loves herself. That's it. She's horrific. She really is. She's terrible.
She loves herself so much that she's willing to lay off 3/4 of a company just so she can, you know, say that they made money this year.
Yep, right. Yep. She's an abject failure. As Donald Trump has said a couple of times, abject failure as a businesswoman. She was terrible.
Yeah.
That's a quote. And she ran for Senate in California and lost there. So she went, you know what? I'm going to run for president.
Why not?
If you're going to lose, lose big.
That's, she's going to be running for emperor. Palpatine, look out. She's coming for you. Star Wars joke.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
I'm so excited.
So refreshing.
This is a very short Small Town News. It's Dateline Plattsburgh, New York. A reminder for Plattsburgh residents to get out and shovel their sidewalks to avoid paying
there
for
it. There it is.
Yes!
There it is. We've reached sidewalk talk.
The first storm of the season left a few inches of icy snow on the ground. The city does not clear sidewalks, requiring residents... requiring residents...
Damn them to hell.
...to clear the patches in front of their properties. And in October, the city council upgraded the penalties. Sidewalks not shoveled within 24 hours of a storm will be cleared by the city, but they can't do it otherwise. Oh, and the bill will be sent to the property owner.
Boom.
What if you're out on vacation for a day?
Too bad.
You're out of town.
You better have arrangements with the neighbor boy, Billy, to shovel that sidewalk for you.
Billy?
Better hope that he doesn't get high on some Quaaludes and see through it.
This comes to us from WCAX.com, Vermont's own Channel 3. Whereas we record this, it's 14 degrees.
Shit.
Yeah, it was 9 degrees below zero the other day.
Ah, it's so wonderful.
That's right in my neck.
I enjoyed 4-degree weather over on New Year's up in Truckee. It was nice.
Was it?
It was nice.
Was it nice?
It was splendid.
Wasn't it just like, so like, ooh.
It was good until it started to hurt.
Did you get frostbite on your balls?
No, my balls were good. My balls were well insulated.
You kept your clothes, though?
Yeah, this time. This time. If it wasn't 4 degrees, you
doesn't
know.
Does not sound like a Platts party if your balls are not out.
Well,
You're right.
There you go. Well, Sam, you mentioned cold. Cage the Elephant has a new album out.
Yes, they do.
And this song is called Cold, Cold, Cold from Tell Me I'm Pretty. It has nothing to do with couch, 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 couch. Which one shall I choose? So we're going to wrap up a couple minutes early on the Nate Darling Show. We'll be back on Friday with another fresh new episode for you. Until then, enjoy the rockin' sounds. Bye bye. My heart feels cold as ice, but it's anybody's guess. Doctor, can you help me? 'Cause I don't feel right. Better make it fast before I change my mind. Doctor, can you help me? 'Cause I don't feel right. Better make it fast before I change my mind. Well, it's cold. Cold as ice. Darker in the day than the dead of night. Cold.
Thanks for listening, and remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at natedarlingshow.com.